good, good, good.
It's weekend. Screaming fuck you at the top of their lungs.
You don't talk to me like that! Don't you yell at me, you fucking bastard!
This is not fucking, Gone with the Wind.
I've injected my knee with my feces, 120 cc's under my kneecap, liquefied, pumping in.
I ain't fingering those stick pussies.
I have brain cancer.
What did you come up with that he loves the fact that? I guess because of the men who like the girls, is that it? Yeah. That's what was amazing.
That's right. Yeah, I'm happy. Let's stay.
There's nothing wrong with him, and here comes these publicizers showing him to everybody, making everybody think it's wrong.
I need ass. I need ass. I'm going to make sure you get a cop for every time you call, so you have a full cop credit.
Oh, yeah. I get it. Come on, Grandma, get it.
I'm really getting horny for you, Jesus.
Now is the hour of the reckoning.
That's my man juice. Yes.
I want black, ripe, uncut dick now!
Clean my car!
I enjoy watching animals rape each other.
I am so flexible!
Why did man have to have such a sweet record?
Nigga beats a tree and a hole and a slut with a pussy and a can and a hole and a damn hot pocket between her damn teeth.
Yes, say Frank Stimenson back here with you one more time as we officially end the week with the WEEKEND show. Doing a rare Saturday show because I missed one earlier in the week. But that's okay. Listen, I picked a good day to do a weekend show. Lots of stuff going on in the news. Mitt Romney has officially picked his running mate. And now I'm super confused. I don't know who I'm going to vote for in the election. Oh, that Paul Ryan. He just seems like my kind of guy. I don't know. He seems, I guess he's apparently way more conservative than Mitt Romney. And that's the reason why Mitt Romney picked him, because members of the Tea Party, you know, the cuckoo branch of the Republicans, were saying, hey, you know, Mitt Romney is a little too soft. We need someone hard and thick and girthy. So now I don't know who to choose. Thank God I've got a friend who keeps up with all this political stuff. He's very informed. He's Jew-wise. He wants to make you Jew-wise, too. Yes, I'm talking about Glenn Miller. Glenn, of course, ran for president or Congress or something a few years ago with some fascinating ads.
In 1960, white people were 90% of the U.S. population. Today, truth be told, we're less than half. Another 100 million foreign Mongols are on the way. But you don't care, do you, Whitey? All you care about is satisfying your belly, pocketbook, and genitals and watching the coons play ball on television. The future of white children will be a nightmare, and you don't care. Your own women and children ought to spit on you every day.
Sure, sure. You don't typically hear those type of ads on the radio. At any rate, after I heard some of these, I had to get in contact with Glenn Miller, and we struck up quite a friendship. I thought that I would give him a call today to see, how he feels about the Romney campaign, Romney's choice for a VP, and who Glenn Miller himself is planning to vote for in the upcoming election. I need some advice. Let's give Glenn a call right now.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Glenn, please?
Just a minute.
Sure.
Hello.
Hey, Glenn. How are you doing?
Good.
Hi. I don't know if you remember me. My name is Tim Henson. I host a program called Distorted View. We talked a little bit during your campaign, and I haven't heard from you in a while. I wanted to ask your opinion on a few things, because I'm confused right now with what's going on between Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. I don't know who's the bigger goon, who's the bigger goofball. They're both idiots, right?
We're on the air. I can tell by the way you're
posturing. Yeah, I'm sorry. You're on the air right now, but
yeah, you didn't tell that.
Yeah, sorry.
What show is it?
It's Distorted View.
Well, guess what? You came to the right place. I got it all figured out.
Oh, thank God. All right, because today Mitt Romney
you've been
picked
everywhere for the right answer, right?
Yeah. I turned to you for all my...
You've been listening to all those idiots. You know, you should have come to me.
I'm not
going to
watch the news. They don't tell me anything. So Mitt Romney picked his vice presidential,
Mitt Romney is going to be a shoo-in.
You think?
Oh, yes. It's already been decided. It's already been decided by the chosen ones. There's no way international jury will allow a lame duck black president.
You think?
That's correct. Because he won't have much to lose. He might turn on the Jews. He might lose his appetite for murdering more millions of black and brown Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
And that's expected of him.
So even though...
that's in the cards, you know. Jews want to kill a few more million Muslims to make them accept the New World Jewish Order.
Okay. All right, so...
Romney's going to win. There's no way they're going to let that black guy stay in the White House.
No more Obama, yo mama.
That's correct. But, hey, I'm pulling for him.
You're pulling for Obama or Mitt?
I'm encouraging all my friends and associates...
Wait, who are you...
To vote for the coon.
Why? Why would you want the...
I just explained it to you.
No, you didn't.
I'm against Jew wars in the Middle East. You know, these trillion-dollar wars that we fight in order to protect Israel and world Jewry.
Uh-huh. The Jewry.
Yeah. Hell yeah. You know, I'm not the only one saying that the Jews rule the United States federal government, the mass media, and the Federal Reserve. I'm not the only one saying that.
It's always the Jews. It always comes back to the Jews, huh?
Well, I didn't make it that way. The Jews did. Take it up with
I know.
I just merely pointed out. You know, it's anti-Semitic to tell the truth about the Jews, but I don't give a damn.
No.
You know, I can prove the Holocaust didn't happen with one sentence.
All right. Go right ahead. Prove that the Holocaust did not happen.
It's a criminal offense for any German in Germany to deny it.
Right. They aren't.
I mean, how the hell can you believe something that they go to the trouble of making it a criminal offense to deny? How can you believe it?
Glenn is off and running going to court for mass murder
and being taped, your mouth being taped.
It just keeps going on and on.
And the billions of dollars that come out of the Germans, working German people. To just give it to them.
Right.
And the German government's terrified of the Jews, international Jews, because they're terrified of the United States.
Sure.
The United States is ruled by Jews. And all countries are terrified of the United States because they know
I'm just going to hang up on him because he will not... hold on. Glenn.
We call it the USA.
USA.
We call the media Jews media.
Sure.
It's absolutely right on.
I just wanted to know who you were voting for. That's all, for Christ's sakes. All right, he's gone. That was Glenn Miller. Check out WHTY.org. That's Glenn Miller's official website. What a good sport, as always. Any chance, you know, you put a microphone in front of Glenn Miller's face, and he'll talk your ear off, right? He's got a lot to say about the Jews. The Jewry, as he calls it. USA. All right, so there you go. Glenn Miller. Apparently, he supports Barack Obama. That was a shocking revelation, wasn't it? You heard it on Distorted View first. Breaking news. All right, let's get into some crazy audio here. This is a mom who apparently is abusing her child at Walmart, right? She was, you know, kind of hitting the girl and everything. So much so that some other shoppers started videotaping with their cameras. Like they whipped out the camera or their phones and started videotaping the shenanigans. Basically, the mother instructed the girl to stand on the shopping cart in... try to get a t-shirt down from one of the high racks. Now, the girl's reaching for the shirt. She isn't looking for a specific size or something.
Yeah.
Now, what happened was, so the mother said, let's go, and she just starts pulling the cart, and of course, the girl falls off of the shopping cart.
What is going on? I didn't mean to do that one,
right? The other, you know, waxed the head. All the other bruises. And the little girl has a broken arm. I wonder how she got that right. But yeah, this time I didn't mean for that to happen.
I didn't mean to do that. I didn't mean to do that one.
You sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? How do you move a car when she's standing up?
I thought she was sitting down.
No, you did not think she was sitting down. No, you did not think she was sitting down. You've been yelling at this little girl the whole time. You need to be reported. Because I have four children, and I would never move my cart like that with my daughter standing up. No, you were not. You've been yelling at me. You know she cannot reach that. You need to call us.
It's now turning into a scene.
Shut up! Come on, just call her! Sit down!
Now she's losing it. She was calm up to that point. Shut up!
Right. Shut up! Come on, just call her! Sit down! No, you didn't tell her. Ask her! We got it on video! Ask her! Quickly over here, please! I said sit down! We're leaving!
Security's on the job.
I'm trying to leave.
Yes, she hit her head on that floor. Out the back of the car. And hit her head on that floor.
On the floor.
Yeah, what type of mother are you?
Oh, there you go. Another trashy scene at an area Walmart. Ding. Moving on, I've got a clip here of a diaper fag being degraded. He's being used as a human footrest. He's on, like, his hands and knees, and some guy is wearing sneakers and putting his feet up on the guy's face and rubbing it. And his ass is being used as a stand for the ashtray.
Look at me, boy.
Oh.
Dirty faggot, sir. Go.
My name.
Fucking ashtray on your back.
Yes, sir.
That's kind of hurt. You know, these guys look like brand new shoes, and he's rubbing the soles of the shoes up against this guy's face and spitting on
him. Look at me, boy.
Thank you, sir.
Head back down.
What's your name again? Dirty faggot, sir. Okay. Using the ashtray. I don't know where else this... Where could this go?
On your knees.
Well, he picked up the ashtray. He's telling the dirty faggot to get on his knees.
Cool, faggot. Face the fucking camera. Get up.
Shit.
On your knees, do it. Open your diaper.
He's gonna pour the ashes in the diaper. There go the ashes. And a little slap. I doubt that would feel good. Those like the gritty ashes rubbing up against your cock. I don't know. All right, finally, before we get into the news, there's a new product out there for all you pot lovers.
Canistrips, smoke-free pain relief.
You know those Listerine strips that dissolve in your mouth? Well, now you can get them infused with pot.
The effective, healthy, and convenient way to medicate with cannabis.
Medicate,
Years of cannabis research combined with the world's most advanced edible film strip technology has resulted in Canistrips, a breakthrough in medical marijuana science. Lab formulated from only the highest grade cannabis oil.
That's right. We get all of our pot from Gary. He's our most trusted friend. He gets us the good stuff. Supreme Kush, Purple Thunder.
Subliminally.
All good.
And Canistrip's special daytime formula is specifically designed to...
Well, it's showing people at work.
...deliver the most accurate and pleasant combination of effects.
It lasts 2 to 4 hours, and it only takes 10 minutes to, you know, start the effects.
Great-tasting canna strips are made from 100% pure natural ingredients. A healthier alternative to smoking.
I so want to move to California. You can totally get a job and drop pot tabs.
Without all the sugar and calories found in most cannabis edibles.
Yeah, they're talking about brownies, I think.
Canna strips are easy to carry.
What pothead is worried about the sugars involved?
And consume, too. Anytime.
Yeah. I love marijuana, but I have diabetes.
Where?
I got the sugars.
Avoid smelling like smoke at work, around children, or anytime you want to keep your patient status confidential. They're great for traveling, and anytime you have limited access to other medicines. For more information,
go to cannastrips.com right now. All right, enough of this bullshit. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Couple things to mention. If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs, plus all sorts of great bonus content. Every week we do extended shows like the one I did on Wednesday. Thursday's program was exclusive just for Sideshow Freaks. DVDA, I do live. All of those programs are then posted exclusively on the Sideshow as well. As a matter of fact, I just posted Wednesday's live DVDA on the Sideshow, so you can download and watch that. All right, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com, support the program. Also, don't forget about coupon code FREAK or DV at adamandeve.com. They've got over 20,000 adult entertainment products. If you've never been to adamandeve.com, whoa, get ready to get an eyeful of dildos, fake penises and shit. Clit stimulators. They've got everything. Costumes for girls, like sexy outfits and lube and condoms and, you know, toys for him, toys for her. They've got penis plumpers, right? You can pump up your dick. All sorts of great stuff. Pick out something you like. And then at checkout, use coupon code FREAK or DV. You'll automatically save 50%. That's half off just about any item. You'll also get 3 free adult DVDs that you get to choose and a mystery gift. All of that will be sent to you free. Free shipping. They're not going to, you know, rape you on the shipping and handling charges. Go there right now, adamandeve.com. All right, 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from New Zealand. Dressed in wedding gowns and bikinis, their eyes fixed, jaws stiffened, and bodies frozen in time, you might be forgiven for thinking you had stumbled onto a taxidermist's fancy dress convention. Are there such a thing as taxidermist fancy dress conventions? If so, I want an invitation. However, these furry corpses formed part of a display at a school in New Zealand, which held a bizarre best dressed dead possum competition as part of a fundraising day. Is it sanitary to be handling dead possums and dressing them up and shit? Children let their imaginations run wild when they dress the dead animals in all their finery for the contest at Uruti School on New Zealand's North Island. Oh, Jesus Christ. There's a possum dressed as a princess, and one is an artist, and one is a boxer. One dressed as a boxer had its torso skinned, and one might wonder whether rigor mortis could have helped the animal keep its fighting pose in the ring. Others were fitted out in baby grows, while another worked the Van Gogh look, dressed as a painter. Another was dressed head to toe in pink and elaborate jewels, but the entrant clearly thought something was missing, so they added a pair of stick-on eyes plastered over the animal's real peepers. The school has been criticized for encouraging children to dress up dead animals for the day, which also featured a wild pig hunt. It has sparked horror with animal welfare groups, but teachers defended the contest as lots of fun, which helped raise more than £4,000 for the school. Principal Pauline Sutton says there was an amazing crowd and it was a lot of fun. Animals aren't the only species who are dressed up after they die. We do it to humans, too. That's not really the same thing. However, the event was labeled unacceptable and tasteless by the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Spokeswoman Jackie Pole Smith says, "Animals deserve respect, whether they're wild, domestic, or pets. We encourage empathy for all animals, even when they're dead. And it's a shame that a school is encouraging its children to do this." There you go. Second story we have for you today just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida is the most fucked up state.
Another new jingle by Corey. An 18-year-old man is accused of grabbing a woman's ass while at a North Lauderdale Walmart. What is it about Walmarts? Bring out the trash. He said he did so because he couldn't resist that booty. Aaron Morris of North Lauderdale was charged with touch or strike/battery. The incident occurred Thursday evening near the dressing room area inside the Walmart. Morris approached the North Lauderdale woman and intentionally grabbed her right ass. The woman was able to identify him after he was located at a nearby racetrack gas station. Okay, according to the report, after his Miranda rights were read, Aaron told the arresting deputy that he touched the woman's rear end because, quote, her booty looked so good, I just couldn't resist touching it. You know how Alexis K. Tyler always says that dick will make you lose control? There's something to be said about booties. Sometimes they be just so juicy, you gotta squeeze it. Morris was being held in Broward County Jail on a $1,000 bail on Friday. Final story we have for you today. Let's move it on up the coast to Maryland. Montgomery County Police are investigating three separate incidents in Bethesda where a male suspect has approached a woman from behind while walking and promptly, what, stuck his dick in her? No, hugged her. Wah, wah, what a loser. Look, we know you want to rape, right, but you're too much of a pussy to do it, so, you know. Shit or get off the pot. The most recent incident occurred on Wednesday. Yes, this distorted view daily, encouraging rape. Ting, I'm just saying. Like, if you're going to be a rapist, be a rapist. Ooh, a serial hugger, come on. The most recent incident occurred on Wednesday at around 11:25 p.m. in Bethesda. Police say a 46-year-old woman was walking on Tuckerman Lane and passing Grosvenor Place when the suspect wrapped his hands around her and inappropriately touched her. The victim did he at least cop a feel, like, you know, tweak her nipples or something? The victim screamed and the suspect ran away. Police say on July 10th at around 11 p.m., a 27-year-old woman wearing headphones at the time was walking from the Grosvenor Strathmore Metro Station near Tuckerman Lane. Oh, it's all in the same area. When the suspect approached the victim from behind and wrapped his arms around her body. This victim screamed and ran away from the suspect. The first incident occurred on June 5th at around 10:20. Police say a 47-year-old woman, also wearing headphones, was walking in the area of Landon Lane and Geranium Street. The suspect came up behind her and wrapped his hands around her body. The victim screamed and the suspect ran down the street. He's not getting any better at this, you know what I mean? Like, the same thing happens every time. You know, the bitch screams and then you let her run. Here, next time try this. Put some chloroform on gloves, right? And then when you sneak up behind her and you put your arm around her, the second she screams, you put your glove up to her mouth and then she passes out and then boom, you can do whatever you want. God, it's like I have to do everything for everyone. Like, use your brain, man. Tim Henson, sex offender coach. All right, the suspect in these incidents is described as a white or possibly Asian male, 18 to 22, around 5'6 to 5'10 inches tall, with a thin build and dark hair. Two of the victims describe the suspect as wearing a t-shirt and athletic shorts. So if you are this person or know this man, contact the police. Contact Crime Stoppers. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Saturday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Hope you guys have signed up for Distorted Views Reddit over there at distortedview.reddit.com. It's our new community. You can post links to funny pictures, video, audio, have discussions on Distorted View episodes. I'm in there. If you have any questions for me, I'll answer in the comments, stuff like that. It's a good time. You know what I mean? It's cool to see the links that people submit. Just fucked up shit. You can post links to not safe for work stuff, too, if you run across any crazy porn. Please post a lot of that. All right. Yes, couple voicemails here. Caller.
Happy birthday, faggot. I am a princess and beautiful. You're not. Happy birthday, faggot.
All right. Thank you very much. I don't know. I don't like how this is spreading. You know, at first, just one guy was saying, hey, faggot. And then now girls are even saying it to me.
Hey, Timmy Boo. Happy birthday. I was just calling to let you know that I was catching up on old episodes and I finally caught up to the July 30th show, even though it's August 1st and there'd be no show. That's okay. But anyway, I was listening.
Hey, well, there is a show on my birthday.
And all of a sudden, I heard, asshole! Asshole!
Okay. I don't remember that.
Hi, Tim. Just wanted to call because I haven't heard you mention a show I just heard about called Dance Mom. And apparently, it is a pedophile's wet dream come true. The clip I saw had several prepubescent girls with pasties and
it's just like toddlers in tiaras, right?
And
this one's on Lifetime, though.
Python,
television
dancing around, grabbing their crotch and stuff. So you should check that out.
I will. I will see if there's any. You know, I haven't really watched any clips from Dance Moms recently. If there's any train wrecks
on
there.
It's Haley's Comet calling in. Hey, I heard you just mentioned soda pop on your show. Did you know that soda's made in factories and it makes a profit of over $4 billion a year? Yeah, can you believe that? I thought I'd just call in and tell you that worthless fact because I'm so very, very smart. Yeah, Haley's Comet calling in. Bye.
Yeah, Haley's Comet does know a lot. He's a bit of a smarty pants, isn't he?
Hi there. Shady, shady, fag, fag. How do you do? Hey, Timmy Boo. It's Sideshow Freak Get Brown from Virginia. I got a couple of things for you. Number one, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Number two, you're absolutely fucking awesome.
Oh.
Number three, we're going to skip number three for right now.
Oh.
Number four, refer to number one and two.
Thank you. All right, I will.
Hey, Tim. Tone Deaf Sean here. I am so sorry I was unprepared. I'm like 2 weeks late, but happy birthday.
Oh, that's
actually, I think
thank you. I know. I'm a couple weeks behind on my voicemails, apparently. Everyone wishing me a happy birthday now.
I just wanted to say a happy birthday shout-out to Tim Hansen of Distorted View.
All right. Thank you very much.
Hey, Boo. It's not easy being green. The whole Chick-fil-A thing, somewhere between butt-fucking and chicken sandwiches lies the truth.
All right, thank you. That's deep, man. Very deep. We're going to end it right there. That's enough voicemails. What a shitty bunch of them today. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, you know, God.
Shut up! Come on, sit down!
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Very important. It's the weekend. You know, you're relaxing. You've got some free time. Why not rate us and review us on iTunes? Download Stitcher if you have an iPhone and want to listen to Distorted View that way. Rate us and review us there. You know, just, I don't know, just any website that offers Yelp, Urban Spoon, whatever. Yeah, mention how delicious our lunches are. And reasonably priced, might I add. All right, we'll be back on Monday to kick off a new week of programs. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Please support the United Negro College Fund.